大众早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody.
好，那我们对大家请合掌，我们先来念开经偈。
Join the palm, please.
我们先念中文，好，再念英文。好，无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound, and subtle Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons. Now I see, hear, and uphold it. I vow to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagatas.
好，请放掌，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
好，我们这个 talk 的题目，中文题目叫做寻找善知识。中文的题，英文的题目是入法界品。
Today's topic is searching for a good knowing advisor. And on the sutra, Avatamsaka Sutra, the title is Entering the Dharma Realm.
所以我们随着善财童子这样一路参访，其实我们可以看到是一切，就是在十方法界，十法界中的一切的众生相。善财童子一路参访的目的是为什么？主要是希望知道菩萨如何行菩萨行，如何修菩萨道。
We following Sudana and to visit all different good knowing advisor. What's the purpose of Sudana looking for a good knowing advisor? Because he want to know how to study the Bodhisattva conduct and how to practice and Bodhisattva way.
昨天我们不是有地藏法会吗？昨天有参加的菩萨请举手我看一看。哦，好，谢谢，请放下。
Yesterday, and in here, we have a Dharma service and called Earthstone service. I'm asking in the audience and who was here to participate the ceremony.
昨天大家在一起共修了六个钟头，其实我们的目的是什么？为了我们要超度大众，写的牌位十方法界一切众生嘛，哈。累劫冤亲债主，还有我们历代祖先，当然我们也为生者消灾纳福哦。那这当中呢，我们可以看到众生的他们所求的所供养的心都不一样，那包括我们接待主的接待主的菩萨，刚刚大了的接商机主的菩萨，到最后大家都觉得身心很清净很安。那我问大家，这样算不算你入法界在寻找善知识？
Well, yesterday, in the Dharma ceremony, are we also entering the Dharma realm? Actually, we were here together practice for 6 hours. And then together we accomplished the salvation of 10 Dharma realm, all the sentient beings in the 10 Dharma realm. And then also the karmic creditor and then our ancestor, we pay salvation to them. And then that also, and for the living, and we pray for them and to alleviate calamity and then also cumulative merit. This is all our vows and to them. So during the ceremony, we can see everybody has a different purpose, a seeking purpose. And the way they make the offering is the attitude is all different. That including, for example, and the reception volunteers, and also the volunteers in the kitchen, and all the participants, and on the end of a ceremony, everybody feel a body and mind at ease and pure. Isn't that also accounting as entering the Dharma realm looking for good knowing advisors?
法师这样问的意思是说，你不要认为说你来听一部经，那个经中还是叫做寻找善知识，生活当中没有善知识，其实随地随地都有善知识的。
The reason I said that, and don't think it only when you're studying sutra, particularly, and then in the sutra, you're going to find the good knowing advisor. No, actually, in our life, anywhere, all over the place, and everybody could be your good knowing advisors.
好，那我们来问大家一下，昨天什么是善知识？你说说看。
Let me ask you, In the yesterday's Dharma ceremony, what is it and who is it, the good knowing advisor?
Good knowing advisor.
Knowing advisors.
好，昨天的法会，我们回来看看菩萨们，你昨天参加一刚这样一整天的共修，你觉得什么是你的善知识？
So who are your good knowing advisors?
地藏菩萨，对了，是地藏菩萨是我们的善知识，还有吗？是经典也是我们的善知识，对不对？包括我们周遭的所有的菩萨的视线，我刚刚举的，比如说知客主的菩萨、大寮的菩萨，他们都是我们的善知识。可是我们常常在生命中我们看不到，我们觉得这种东西要去经典里面寻找，其实不是的。怎么样叫入法界？我们生活都在法界当中啊，我们哪有出法界啊？所以都是这个都是周边一切都是我们的善知识。
Who are our good knowing advisor yesterday? Of course, the sutra itself it is one, and also Bodhisattva's Garbharaja is one, and also all the participants in yesterday Dharma ceremony, they are all our good knowing advisors. But and normally in our daily life, we just choose not to see them. We only think in the sutra and whoever the Bodhisattva is the good knowing advisors.
菩萨跟我说，法师，我昨天没有参加法会，那今天呢？今天这个地方有没有你的善知识在这个地方？
You may say, oh, 法师， and I wasn't here to participate the Dharma service. So what about now? When we are having this Dharma talk, and then are you the participants in this Dharma service?
好，我先把这个问题留下来。到今天这个我们 talk 讲完的时候，希望你能够找到你的答案。
I'm going to save the answer to the end. Hopefully, on the end, you can tell me all the answers.
好，我们讲的时候，善财童子一路参了。我们现在今天讲的是第25，前面参了第二十，前面参了1到24了。你要知道，这些善知识们全部都是大菩萨视线，所以他有非常非常多的行为，或是我们觉得很惊奇，觉得很不可思议的。其实为什么？只是菩萨为了方便度有缘的众生而已。
Now, Sudana is going to visit the number 25 advisors.And from the beginning to now, and he visit all 24 good knowing advisors already. All these bodhisattvas, and they use their own expedient means and expedient method to show Sudana how to practice.
好，我们这边随意提出两位，好，我们觉得比较特殊的状态的。第九餐的时候，餐的叫做金刚焰光明三昧的圣热婆罗门这个菩萨，不晓菩萨还记得吗？这个婆罗门菩萨他用什么？他叫是爬到那个刀山上，然后跳到大火里面，对吗？假如说这样子叫你做，你敢不敢？刚开始善财菩萨也不敢啊。可是呢，这个菩萨的法门在做什么？让我们去除我们对这个色身的执着。
For example, the number 9 teacher is called.Brahman victorious heat, and his Dhammador is light of Vajra blazing samadhi. And in the beginning, this Brahman victorious heat, and asked Sudana to climbing a mountain made of a blade knives, and then later on he asked him to jump into the fire.Of course, you know, for normal thinking, we wouldn't do it. And we won't dare to do it. Of course, Sudana wouldn't dare to do it. But why he asked Sudana to do this is really and to break the attachment to our own body.
就他除了破除对这个色身的执着之外，他就告诉那个善财童子说，你要呢发大勇猛精进心来度一切众生。
Besides breaking attachment to our own body, and also he want him to give a rise to great vigorous diligence.
当然，最后善财童子非常欢喜的离开他。
Of course, on the end, Sudana was very happy to leave from him, to depart from him.
是的，同时这一路参了这二十几个善知识里面，当然有出家众、在家众，有比丘、比丘尼。那我现在提到这两个都是外道，我们讲所谓外道就是他是我们认为他是外道，就是心外求法嘛，哈。其实像这个婆罗门呐、啊，这个片行外道啊，我们都称为外道。可是你要知道，善知识不是一定在佛门里面有哦，其实到处都有的。这是我要提出的第二个例子。
From all the teachers and Sudana has visited, and they have made of various people. Some of it is a bhikkhu, which is a monk, and bhikkhuni, nun, and some of them are externalists. And why we call externalists, and they are really seeking the Dharma outside their mind. So for today, we're going to give this two examples, and they all externalists.
这个片行外道，他的方法是普观世界三昧法门。
The number 20 teacher Sudana have visited, this externalist is called Going Everywhere, and his Dharma door is universally contemplating the world samadhi.
可能大家还记得，当初善财童子到那个地方他参访他的时候，片找不到他，不晓得他在哪里。结果他有一次就发现说，哎呦，在有那个对面那个山上呢，发出一片光芒，所以那个时候已经我们叫做就是什么中夜的时间，就是22点，就是10点到2点钟，就发现对面的山上一片光。他说，善财童子一直在那个我的善知识一直在那个地方，所以善财童子就晚上的时候趁着那个夜路啊，很不容易的跑到那个山上，正好看到那个就是这个片行外道在那边进行。
So when Sudana went to visit this externalist going everywhere, he was looking for all the place and cannot find this teacher. So apparently in the middle of the night he saw the mountain and opposite from him. And on the top of the mountain, on the peak of the mountain, and regardless where, it is all shining in the grass or in the woods or on the cliff, it is all shining. So he thought and the teacher might be there. So in the dark, and he is trying to climb this mountain. And when he reached the flat part of the mountain, he saw this externalist is doing the slow walking meditation.
好，这个外道就跟他讲了，他说呢，我安住在一切处的菩萨行当中，能在世间呢随顺众生的需求，我现不同的形貌，做不同的行为来度化一切，包括天龙八部跟一切的人种。他说随顺他们的需求，他们甚至还不晓我是谁，说很有趣。他讲说甚至还不晓我是谁，所以我只是希望说能够听到我的佛法的菩萨们能够随着佛法而修行，之后能够脚踏实地，能够得到菩萨道。
This externalist said, he said himself is abiding everywhere and to practice in bodhisattva conduct. And in the world, he all different places, and he show up with all different form and shape and all different appearances and then all different behavior, and to teach all the heavenly beings and all different sentient beings, all different people, and depend on what they need, and then I speak a different kind of dharma to them. But everybody, sentient beings, all different sentient beings, they don't know who I am and where I came from.I only want them to hear the Dharma I expounded, and they can practice. They can practice
the Buddha path.
The Buddha path.
Okay. 所以我今天举到这两个例子，其实是引扣到今天那个 talk， 今天那个参访的一个是一个非常特殊的菩萨。等一下，我再跟大家揭晓。
The reason I give an example and to bring out this to teachers, and it's really have everything to do with the teacher we're going to introduce today, and you will find out very soon.
我常常在想说，我们知道佛不是说法有五十说法嘛，对吗？第一时叫华严时，对不对？第二时叫阿含时，第三时叫方等时，第四时叫般若时，第五时叫法华涅槃时。当佛说华严经那个华严时的时候，其实只有一声补处可以听得懂。 可是今天我们有什么因缘在坐在这个地方在听华严经？我常常想这个问题，我们真的比那时候的人更聪明吗？还是更有智慧吗？可是为什么今天我们能够在这边分享华严经？这是我常常在问自己的问题。
I constantly think about this, and why and Buddha's after he achieved Buddhahood, at the first period he expounded Avatamsaka Sutra. 华严经，Avatamsaka Sutra. And at that time, and by his only Pratibuddha, and like Bodhisattva Maitreya, and those kind of Mahasattva, and could understand. And then everybody like Shravaka and Pratyaka Buddha, they like a deaf. They cannot understand what Buddha has said. And now we have this right course and condition, and then come to recite all different sutra. And the five period in Buddha expound the Dharma, which is among his 49 years in teaching the Dharma, is the first is Avatamsaka period. The second one is Agama. The third one is Mahayana. And the fourth one is Lotus. The last one is Pajana, and Pajana, and then the last one is Lotus and Nirvana.
好，我想我自己稍微想分析一下，我想有几个理由哈。第一个是佛一开始佛开悟的时候呢，那时候众生都没有听过佛法，所以佛一开始说佛法的时候，众生够重，就是那个误会很重哈，够重，没有办法一下听这么深的佛法，这是第一个理由，所以根本没有办法了解诸佛菩萨的华藏世界。所以那时候佛说法的时候，只有那么少真的修行到他一个程度的时候才能够听得懂，这是我觉得是第一个理由。
From my point of view, I believe, and when a sentient being never heard about Dharma, and sentient beings' defilement is very thick and heavy, and they could not understand and the wondrous lotus world and of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Only after when we listen to the Dharma and accumulate some Dharma in us and understand a little bit of Dharma, so we be able to perceive the Dharma.
第二个是我们都有用人的眼光来了解菩萨，了解佛。你想那可能吗？就像说，我们都说释迦牟尼佛是从母亲的腋下生出来，好多菩萨跟我说，我根本不相信。我说这个东西不是你能不能相信，是你必须要相信，是因为那个就是菩萨的视线。可是我们都用人的眼光、人的 data 去了解佛，那是差了非常远的距离的。
And secondly, we all use our own opinion, human narrow-minded opinion, trying to understand Buddhas and Bodhisattvas' state. And we, of course, we cannot understand those inconceivable world and phenomena. For example, in the sutra, Buddha was born from the armpit of his mother. And normally, we cannot believe that, and we cannot...imagine that. But, and people just, sometimes some people said to me, 法师, I really don't believe that. And 法师 just say, you have to believe that. This is the world of the Buddha. It's beyond our comprehension.
OK, 好。那我们就引括的几段经文了。比如说在华华经里面有个如来受量品。谈说佛出世，佛一到出世到世间之后呢，佛用种种的方便法门。比如说法说、因缘说、譬喻说，来对不同的根器说不同的法，所以我们叫做三草二木嘛，哈。佛说法像洒雨水一样，大根你大气的吸大水，小草吸小水嘛，哈。所以我们就是根据自己的方法自己去吸收佛法。
I'll give you an example. In the Avatamsaka Sutra, and Buddha used all kind of way and tried to explain the Dharma. And for example, he using Dharma to explain the Dharma. He used example to explain the Dharma. And also he used cause and condition to explain the Dharma. For example, we heard about this example called three grasses and then two woods. And that, it literally means that there's a small grass, medium grass, there's a big grass. Small tree and then big tree. And so, small grass and small tree, when it rains, you get a little water. And so when it rain, for the big grass and then the big tree, when it rains, you get a lot of more water. And it's just like a Dharma. Dharma is like the rain and rain on us. So how much you can perceive the Dharma is what you get.
还有现在我们这么多大善知识把经文都翻译出来了。所以我们现在可以看到的经文不再是华严时、阿含时、方等时、般若时这样子，华涅槃时，而是我们随时都可以看到各种不同的经嘛。所以我们透过这样子自己研读不同的经之后，你就发现你今天有因缘这边可以听懂华严经，我们可以了解这个大菩萨示现的这个种种的因缘。
And now these days, actually, we are extremely lucky. And we have all different kinds of sutra and then all translated to us. So when we hear the Dharma, we can hear any period of time when Buddha was expounding the Dharma. It doesn't have to limit to the five period of time. Any sutra you want to read, and you can read and exceeding the time and space and to understand and to recite, to understand what kind of Buddha, what kind of Dharma Buddha has tried to expound it.
所以我们透过经典的研读，我们可以慢慢知道说，我们要离对色身的执着。所以心经不是一讲一句话吗？当你观到生波尔的时候，你能够知道五蕴皆空，才能够度一切苦厄，最后能够成就般若波罗蜜。
So from reading the sutra, so we understand and how to practice and like a Heart Sutra and was saying and Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara was coursing in the deep Prajna Paramita. He perceived that five skandhas are empty, thereby transcending all sufferings.
我不晓得我这样的分析你们同意吗？有几个人点头？大部分的菩萨呢？你们是持保留票吗？
Well, I want to ask you guys, and do you agree with my analogy?
Okay, 好，谢谢。好 ，Okay, 好，那我们就开始讲善财童子的故事了哈。善财童子呢，前面那个参的是参狮子贫僧比丘尼。
Okay, now we're going to talk about the topics of today and about Sudana visit a teacher. The previous teacher and he visited it was Bikuni Lion Sprint.
好，那我们稍微讲一下哈，就当初那个狮子贫僧比丘尼，他是在波斯匿王所供养的日光园当中嘛哈，他用一个法门叫做成就一切智慧解脱法门，来为九法界的众生，当然不是不会跟佛啦哈，从菩萨开始是九法界众生在说法。
Bikuni Lion Spring speak the Dharma at the Sun Garden. That Sun Garden was donated by King.Pasanadi, and she was using the Dharma door of accomplishing all wisdom liberation to speak all to all sentient beings in the nine Dharma realm. What is nine Dharma realm? Of course, the tenth is the Buddha, so she is expounding the Dharma to all the sentient beings and heavenly beings in the nine Dharma realms.
重点就是用慈悲跟自救来智慧来成就众生的解脱。
The key point she used is to use compassion and wisdom to help sentient beings to achieve liberation.
那才在那个地方，他有看到那个狮子贫僧比丘尼放光哈，放光。我们要讲常会讲到放光嘛哈，等一下我们会讲这个放光。为什么这些有修行者会放光？包括我们知道佛菩萨都会放光，对不对？我们叫白毫光嘛哈，这边是讲白毫光。为什么要放光？放光的目的其实为了要应当机的众。其实佛放光我们现在看不到的，表示我们对佛我们不是当机众。可是当他放光的时候，可以看到了那些众生，一直跟他有缘的众生，那是当机众。
Bikuni Lion Spring and she also emitted light And in the sutra, a lot of time we can see great bodhisattva, they have the ability of emitting light. And also Amitabha Buddha, and then also and can emitting the white light. Why is that? Of course, in Buddha emitting the light. And the reason to emit light is at the right course and the right condition and to deliver the sentient being. So when Buddha emitting the light, unfortunately, we're not there. So we are not in the right place at the right time. But so all the bodhisattva, when they're emitting light, for all the participants, and they can see the light. And those participants actually are the people, sentient beings at the right place at the right time to perceive the Dharma.
好，圣德童子告别了这个比丘尼之后呢，就往南走，就往南到显难国的地方，去参访另外一个善知识。
So after Sudana left Bikuni Lion Spring, he traveled progressively south to the kingdom of a dangerous difficulty.
好，这个善知识的名字叫做婆须蜜多女。
The good knowing advisor he's going to visit is called Lady Vasumitra.
这边好，你看婆须蜜多女嘛，好，好，我们来看第一个问，这到底是个怎么样的人？这是一个非常有趣的问题，好。
What kind of person is this Lady Vasumitra? And actually, that's a very interesting question.
因为当时的那个城里面呢，他们对这个婆须蜜多女有两种不同、截然不同的观点，一个是她是一个卖淫的女人，另外一个是她是一个智慧的圣人。
And the people in that dangerous difficulty city, they have all different opinion about this lady Vasumitra. And some people think, and she's a lady of a pleasure, a courtesan or a prostitute. And some people think she's a sage with wisdom.
你就知道说这个参访的这个字甚至是非常特殊了齁。不只是我们看到这样，她甚至是这是一个卖淫的女人。好，我们来看看今天这个的故事。
So now you can see, and this lady Vasumitra is a very special teacher.
就这个城里面呢，他们认为这个女人是个卖淫的女人的时候呢，他就说，哟，这个善财童子看起来很庄严呢。你为什么会去参访一个这样的人？觉得很奇怪啊！就善财童子看起来非常的庄严啊，出根都很激进啊。他说：“你怎么会这么颠倒去参访一个这样的女人？这个女人非常的贪爱啊，颠倒而欲望的念头很多。”他说：“不应该你会被那个美色所摄取而去参访一个这样的女人。到底你要去做什么？”这是一类的人。
For those people, they don't know about her merit and wisdom. And they have the following thoughts about Sudana. Young man, you look like you possess a faculty and which are still and quiet. And your wisdom is bright and clear. And toward that lady, and you should not have the thoughts about greed and love, inverted and upside down views and entertaining the thought of a desire toward her. You should definitely not be mesmerized by her beauty. What's your intention to look for this woman?
Okay, 我想这是一般很正常的看到，我们都看到这个相嘛。Okay, 第二类人呢，他知道这个婆须蜜多女，她是一个智慧的人，他就跟他讲，他说哇，他就跟善男子讲说，他说你知道善男子，你知道。当你决定要去找这个女众的时候呢，你已经得到广大的利益了。他说呢，你决定能够得到求佛的果位，你决定能够成为众生的依靠，而且表示你能够对美色破除。你看截然不同的观点。
The other people and which is have a totally different opposite opinion about this lady Vasumitra, and they think in this lady it's a sage of wisdom. So when Sudana and come to looking for her, and they actually give him praise, say, oh, good, 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 indeed, a good man. And when you know how to seek the lady Vasumitra, you already obtain vast good benefit. And then you already made a decision to seek the Buddha's fruition and the position. And then you already wish to act in a place of a reliance for all living beings. And also you shall to destroy the thoughts of to living beings and who are clinging, abiding toward the beauty of the woman.
好，这两种完全不同的想法，你们有没有一点想法想去看看这是怎么一回事？
So did I pique your interest and you want to see what kind of person is this lady Vasumitra?
好，然后那些人就跟他讲说，他在这个城北的那个地方，然后他这边有一个房子，很大的宅院哈，你去参访他，他就在那个地方。三位同事听得好高兴了，就往那边走了。
So people told him, good man, the lady Vasumitra lived in the north of the town Baza of that city. So, when Sudana heard that, and he was leaped with joy and went to her house.
好，那我把这个的往下讲，我把它换成就是医报环境。我们知道医报跟正报，你知道吗？知道吗？哈，正报就是我们过去生所有的业行报着的这个色身叫正报身。外教的环境叫异报，我们谈他的异报环境。这个婆须弥多尼他住的房子非常的庄严华丽，到处都是宫殿楼阁，然后呢甚至这么大的房子非常多的装饰庄严，而且有十个大园林呢，这么大的地方都是这么殊胜庄严，而且他宫殿里面地上是琉璃为地，然后很多很多的宝物在上面，甚至于呢它的旁边外面的墙啊树啊屋外的壕沟都是重重的围绕。这边谈到重重的围绕，这个就是华藏世界的殊胜庄严，重重无尽的庄严。
Okay, I'm gonna come from a different angle and to explain her adornment. And first of all, we're gonna explain from the dependent retribution of the environment. And just look at her house.And that's the environment she presented to Sudana. And she has a ten great forests and palaces and pavilion. They are very adorned. Those are all the adornment. And then also has all different jewel walls, trees, moss, each of which encircle in 10 times or limited times. And this encircle is actually and describe it in a sutra of a lotus world. In the lotus world, and all this encircling with the forests and trees and mold is to show, it's a representation of adornment.
不只是这样子哦，它的池塘里面都是莲花，各色莲花。你们听过那个各色莲花吗？我们在阿弥陀经有没有听过？有没有？什么颜色？青色、黄色、白色、红色，而且是不是大莲花？
Those are trees and walls and are not the only things. And also there's all different color of a fragrant lotus flower pervasively cover the water surface. When in the Amitabha Sutra, in there, and it described in those humongous lotus flower and has all different color, blue, yellow, white, and red.
还有呢，那个地方有一些铃，风铃啊，它的风一吹动的时候，是像做成像音乐一样，像不像极乐世界里头，是吗？对，而且还有香味，各种檀香、沉水香味。飘扬震荡在整个园林当中，非常的庄严。
And then also, and have all different kind of precious bell was hung in her garden, and upon the stirring the wind, and they emitting beautiful sound. And also, sinking water incense were lit, and they were anointed with chandana.Precious incense was burned and the perfume permeate everywhere and feel very adorned. And this just sounds like in the world of in the Amitabha Sutra, the Western Pure Land.
好，这个是讲它的外在环境，异报环境。我们来看它的正报身。
Those are all the description about the environment of her dependent retribution. Now we're going to see and the direct retribution of her body.
好，这个善财童子看到这个异报环境之后往前走，看到这个女众了，她的容貌非常的端正而且庄严，色相圆满，然后呢皮肤是金色的，眼睛是干青色的，她说那个头发也是干青色头发，而且呢头发呢不长不短，不粗不细，非常的适中，所以她说连玉界的人或是天界的人都没有办法比 没有办法比他，甚至他说话的声音用各种不同的语言，不同的语言哦，对不同人说不同的语言哦，而且各种的音声来说法，他说法的用词用句都非常的特殊，用他的智慧善巧方便来说法。
At this time, Sudana finally met the lady Vasumitra, and from her outside appearance, her complexion and features were upright and adorned. Her physical characteristics were full and perfect. Her skin was a golden color. Her hair and her eyes are violet blue. This is her outside experience. This is her outside appearance. And her hair, it was not long, not short, the texture is not coarse, not fine. It's just right. And the length was just right. And then also, her sound of a voice is very wondrous fine and surpassed all those Brahma world. And she has perfect all different kind of words and sound for all living beings. And there was none which she could understand her. And there's none of the heavenly being and can compete with her voice and her appearances.
你看哦，这个就是干青色，这个就是干青色。你在这边有看过干青色的眼睛吗？大概我没有看过吧，有人看过吗？大概没有。
The rock on the PowerPoint slide is violet blue. Have you ever seen people with that color of eyes?
大概没有。好 ，OK， 好，我们回来看。其实你的特色不只是这样，我现在回来问。金色的皮肤，哎，你们在哪里听过这个金色皮肤？对，描述佛对吗？甚至于法藏比丘在因地的时候发了一个愿，第三个愿，愿我成佛的时候，我的众生身上的皮肤是深金色。你要知道，这是修行而得的。
We mentioned about her skin, it was golden color. Have you ever seen anybody with the skin was golden color? Or maybe you heard it from sutra?Okay, in the Amitabha Sutra, and then also in the Infinite Life Sutra, and BQ Fa Zhang, and which is, Bodhisattva Dhammakaya, he made 48 great vows. On the third vows, and he said, if when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not all be the color of a pure gold,May I not attain pure enlightenment? So while her eyes and her skin and is golden, it's really and is one of the mark and of a Buddha. And then how does she get that? It's from her practice.
我突然想到，什么人有金色的皮肤？演戏的人，他们涂上了金色皮肤，演那个佛的世界的时候，有吗？你们看过吗？哈 ，OK。
I just thought about it, who may have a golden color skin, and those actors and play Buddha's role, so they paint their skin to gold and to play the role of a Buddha.
干青色的眼睛跟干青色的头发是佛的32相庄严中的两项。
The violet blue eyes and the violet blue hair and are the two characteristics and of a Buddha's physical marks.
另外说，我们听过说佛以一音演说法，众生随类各得解，你们听过吗？所以用各种的语言跟音声来度众生，其实这是一个佛的特色嘛。
And then also we may heard about this phrase and Buddha used one type of language and to expound the Dharma and all living being, all sentient being and depending on their karmic roots and then they grasp their own understanding. So to have this feature and this special characteristic to know all the language and the words and to expound the Dharma, this is also one of the physical mark of the Buddha.
而且这个女众呢，她的装饰啊，装扮，包括头上戴的冠上啊，有摩尼宝珠啊，用璎珞来庄严色身呢、啊。然后身边呢围着非常非常她的眷属吧，他们都是非常殊胜。其实这都是她的福报所是感应出来的。然后呢，她身上会放出光，我刚刚讲放光嘛哈。 这个菩萨他会上也会放光。我们刚刚知道放光是为了什么，就是印记嘛，就是你反正你来到我的园子里面一定跟我有缘的，我就放光照你。
And also, there's a multitude of a jewel necklace and object of adornment ornament her person, and a wish filling of many, which is a very treasure pearl, serve as a jewel headdress and crown her head, and also she has a luminous retinues and a company and who. Circle around him, her, and share with the same good roots with her. And, they all possess the identical conduct and vows. And this lady, Vasumitra, and also emitted a vast great light from her body and universally illumines all the palaces within her residence. And, the bodies of those who came in contact with her light become very clear and cool, feel very comfortable and refreshed. And we mentioned about before she and be able to emit in light. And, so whoever has the right course and condition to come to her garden and, so they all can see her lights.
好。哦，这个刚刚已经讲过了哈，让众生的都是身心非常清净。OK， 好，那这个善财童子很高兴呢、啊，就往前走啊，就去顶礼他，他就问他同样问题，他说我要想请问的是，菩萨怎么修菩萨行，怎么成就菩萨道
？So at that time 呢 ，Sudana came to where she was and bowed at her feet, joined his palm together, and asked her, sagely one, I have already brought forth the resolve for Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, but I still don't know how a bodhisattva study the bodhisattva conduct and cultivate the bodhisattva way.
他说我所成就的法门叫做离贪欲记菩萨解脱法门。他说我能够随众生的欲望喜乐而示现不同的身形。
She said, good man, I have obtained a bodhisattva's liberation called the limit of a separation from greed and desire. According to what living beings like and desire, I will manifest a body.
好，他们讲说，要是这个天啊，天界的天啊，天呢、啊，天呢、啊，他想要来想来见我的时候，我就现成天女的样子，或是讲人跟非人要来见我的时候，我就现成女人跟非天人非人的样子来见他们，随着他们的喜乐视线的各种身形。
So if a god want to see me and I manifest as a goddess, my shape and features are bright and supreme and incomparable.In the way, and if a human or non-human, they want to see me, I will manifest as a woman or non-human female. So according to what they want to see and what they like and desire, I will enable them to see that.
好，下面那个地方就有一大段哈，我觉得这是《华严经》里面非常殊胜的地方，它会非常的细去描述一些这些状态。那我这边要用跟大家分享哈，我没有字出来，但是请大家就听就好了。意思是说。众生若是短暂呢跟我的身体做接触的时候，我会用各种方法让他们离开贪欲。好，我讲第一个是，要是有众生来跟我咯咯顶来纠缠我的时候呢，我就说法给他行，让他能够远离贪欲，得到菩萨无执着的境界。
The following and is very detailed descriptionand of all the sentient beings and come to see our lady Vasumitra and what she's going to do. The first one is, if a living being momentarily have a contact to my body, they will separate from greed and desire and attain all sort of bodhisattva's samadhi. And,also, if it is a living being and who are fettered by a thought of desire come to see me, I will speak the Dharma to them. And when they hear the Dharma, they will separate from greed and desire, attain Bodhisattva Samadhi of the state of a non-attachment.
主要是证得无不执着的真点。好，第二个是众生只要看到我，他就立刻就提开贪欲， 立刻离开贪欲，所以得到什么？菩萨欢喜的正定戒记。
If a living being see me momentarily, they will immediately separate from greed and desire and attain the bodhisattva's samadhi of a happiness.
第三个是，若是亲近我，用这个用亲近两个字，你这样听懂吗？哈，亲近我的众生都能够安住，而且离开贪欲，得到什么？菩萨的一切三昧。
If a living being want to draw near me, and all of them will get to abide in the limit of a separation from greed, they will enter all bodhisattva's samadhi.
要是菩萨跟我说话的时候，他能够离开贪欲，得到无碍声音三昧。
If a living being momentarily speak with me, they will separate from greed and desire and attain the bodhisattva's samadhi of unobstructed sounds.
要是这个菩萨来的时候，牵着我的手的时候呢，他就能够离开贪欲，得到菩萨遍往一切佛刹三昧。
If a living being momentarily hold my hand, they will separate from greed and desire.Attain the Bodhisattva Samadhi of pervasive traveling to all Buddha's Kshatras.
要是菩萨坐上我的位置的时候，他能够离开贪欲，得到什么？菩萨解脱光明三昧。
If a living beings momentarily ascend my throne, my seat, they will separate from greed and desire and attain the Bodhisattva Samadhi of a light of a liberation.
要是菩萨来看我的时候，专注看我的时候，看我的时候，他能够离开贪欲，得到菩萨极净庄严三昧。
If a living beings momentarily contemplate me, they will separate from greed and desire and attain the bodhisattva samadhi of adornment with still quiescence.
若是菩萨看到我在伸展，是有着那个女众那个伸展腰啊，伸展身体或是惊醒的时候呢，他说这个菩萨能够得到离开贪欲，得到菩萨吹拂外道三昧。
If a living being see me stretch my body and walk about, they will separate from greed and desire and attain the bodhisattva samadhi of quelling those of external ways.
这真经的讲得非常妙，他说要是我回眸一看的时候，看到的时候，菩萨就能够离开贪欲，得到菩萨佛境界的光明三昧。
If a living being see me blink my eyes, they will separate from greed and desire and attain the bodhisattva samadhi of the light of the Buddha's states.
要是菩萨抱着我的时候，他说这能够离开贪欲，得到菩萨摄一切众生恒不舍离三昧。
If a living beings embrace or hold me, they will separate from greed and desire and attain the bodhisattva samadhi of gathering in all living beings and forever not abandoning or leaving them.
要是菩萨接我的唇，你知道什么意思吧？好，就是 OK， 好，他就能够离开贪欲。他说能够得到什么？得到增长一切众生福德藏三昧。
If a living being kiss me on the lips, they will separate from greed and desire and attain the bodhisattva samadhi of the treasury of increasing and growing the blessing and the virtue of all living beings.
所以凡有众生亲近我的时候，一切的时候都能够离开贪欲，入菩萨的一切智慧之地，成就无碍的解脱法门。
So therefore, if all living beings and draw near me,All of them will get to abide in the limit of a separation from greed. They will enter a bodhisattva's ground of all wisdom, the liberation of non-obstruction that appear before one.
不晓得我念这么多，你现在对这个女众还有贪欲吗？不会了，对不对？其实也没关系嘛，去了都能够离开贪欲，不是也很好吗？对吗？嗯，好问题，我不知道这个答案你要去找，我不知道。他是写一切众生哦，他没有说已经是男众了，他是讲一切众生了哈。OK， 我是觉得说、啊，你看到这样的时候，你会觉得说，哇，原来每一种方法都可以度众生呢。你是看你用什么动什么念头哎。
After all the detailed description about this, all living being and try to get close to her, and do you still arising a greed desire toward this lady Vasumitra?
不会吧,
Probably not. And somebody was asking, and those living beings and come closer to her, are they all men? Maybe, maybe not. This is all different sort of a living being. And so from this story, you can tell. And Bodhisattva and, was using all different expedient means and to help sentient being and to deliver sentient being. So they don't have to be limited in certain character and roles.
Okay, 你看,都是我们众生的念头,对不对?很有趣啊。
It's all coming from your mind.
Okay, 好,那回来,我想大家都有同一个问题。那他到底过去生做了什么事情?所以这个善财童子就问了。他说,请问你啊,你过去生到底修了什么样的到底是因地是什么?为什么你今生能够这么自在?他用自在两个字形容了。
So, Sudana is wondering, so, he asked, Sagely one, what good roots did you plant? And what karma of a blessing did you cultivate in order to accomplish such self-mastery?
他说你知道吗?在过去生的时候呢,有一世呢,他说我遇到的高行佛。尊佛，佛的名字叫高行，哈，高行佛。那这高行佛非常的慈悲，他要度一些众生的时候，他就从外面的走到那个城里面来。当佛的脚步踏进去城里面的时候，他那个庄严像，让这个婆须弥多女呢，他当下看到那个佛庄严像的时候，生觉悟的心，而且马上当下远离贪欲。
Lady Vasumitra answered him.I recall that in the past, when a Buddha named Lofty Conduct appeared in the world, and out of his sympathy and compassion for living beings, this thus come one, the Lofty Conduct, entered the city, and as soon as...
我想讲到这个贪欲一个。
Okay. So, and as soon as this Lady Vasumitra saw this Lofty Conduct Buddha, so she gained her enlightenment and depart from greed and desire.
主要是这尊佛一踏进去成年的时候呢，我们常常形容说大地六遍震动，而且呢天上散花，各种音乐就自己响起来了。它是一个非常殊胜的庄严像，他想说哇，原来是这么殊胜。所以他就升起一个这样的心，觉悟的心跟远离贪欲的心。
How does she give a rise to enlightenment? It's really as soon as this lofty conduct Buddha set his foot inside the city gate, everything in the city trembles and quakes. Suddenly it become vast and extensive.And a multitude of jewels adorn it, and the limits of light inter-reflect one another in continuous succession. And various jewel flower was rained down on the ground, and all kind of heavenly music play at the same time.
好，他说呢，我看到佛这么殊胜的庄严，我自己动了这念头之后呢，他说那个时候。我是一个大长者的夫人的太太，然后那时候就跟着我的同修，我们现在讲同修了哈，跟着大长者一起去顶礼高行佛，然后呢供养了一个宝钱。然后对不起。
As soon as I see all those phenomena, and then I give a rise to enlightenment, and good man, at that time I was the wife of an elder.And my name was Good Wisdom. And upon seeing the Buddha's spiritual power, my mind gave rise to enlightenment and depart from greed and desire. At that time, with my husband, I went to where the Buddha was and made an offering of a jewel, treasure, coin to him.
好，对他刚才讲说，这个他说我是一个大长者的夫人嘛，好，名字叫做善慧，善财的善，慧智慧的慧。他说呢，我顶礼之后，我供养之后呢，然后佛就请他的侍者，那是谁？就是文殊师利童子，那时候竟然是佛的侍者，就请文殊师利菩萨给他说法。就文殊菩萨一直给他开法开示之后呢，就让他发起这个阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心， 就是发下臣服的心，就是这样的因地。
And at that time, I prostrated to Buddha and then made an offering of the rare precious coin to a Buddha. At that time, the Dharma prince Manjusri, and who actually was a Buddha's attendant, and spoke the Dharma for me. And that caused me to bring forth the resolve for Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi.
他说我只知道这个法门了，就是我刚跟大家描述的这个法门嘛，那个法门叫什么，叫做菩萨离贪欲记的法门，然后经文就写到这里就结束了。好 OK， 好，大家觉得意犹未尽吗？是哈，你就知道说其实经典非常的非常的吸引人。好，我们往下做一点讨论好了，这个参访就到这个地方。
And she said, good manI only know this Bodhisattva's liberation door of separation from greed. And visiting this teacher and ends here. And don't you feel you want more about the story? And isn't the sutra and full of a description is really attractive to us? Okay, and we're going to do some discussion now.
Okay, 好。我们刚才已经讲了蛮好了，正报依报环境都很殊胜，对不对？哦，你看他的园子里这么殊胜，然后呢长相殊胜。我要问的，依报环境的殊胜从何而来？比如说各位菩萨，你的家里面啊，你刚开始在当学生的时候大概就很贫苦嘛，清贫，然后就很简单，有床有桌子，只要能够读书就好了。可是慢慢你有家庭之后，你的经济能力变好了之后，你可以做什么？你会买各种东西来装饰家里，对不对？一个桌灯啊，一个台灯啊，甚至一个宝物啊，甚至这样，你就知道这个依报环境的殊胜其实是什么，是慢慢的透过你自己的修行而呈现出来的嘛，对吗？
We describe her dependent retribution and also direct retribution. We can see all the adornment about her direct retribution and dependent retribution. Starting from the dependent retribution, use ourselves as an example. When we were students and we don't have much money and our environment may be very simple. There's not much, we don't have much things and belongings. And then after a while and our life improved and then we have a financial capability, we be able to buy things and accumulate things and or collect things.And then our environment become more adorned with things. And so her environment actually, and which is such an adornment, is all coming from cumulative practice.
另外我们也谈到她的正报殊胜，对不对？说她的眼睛是干青色，对不对？头发啊也是干青色，皮肤是金色，然后各种殊胜庄严相，你看这个都是要修行而来的。我们知道说我们修行要三大阿僧祇劫，对不对？三祇后面的百劫修什么？百劫修相好，这一百劫要修菩萨的32相，所以你还知道说这个女众其实是菩萨示现的。
最后一百劫修相好。
And now we look at her direct body retribution. And she has a golden color skin.And her eyes and hair are violet blue. And this is actually from a very, very long time practice. And the last 100 kalpas, and it is really practice and the physical characteristic. That can tell it's a very, very long time to practice and to have that kind of direct retribution.
第二个我们谈到的是他的因地深具善根。他看到佛进来的时候，那个当下的时候，他会发一个这样离一个离欲的心，那是一个非常大的善根。
Then we look back in her causal ground, and she was wife and an elderly. She already encompassed in deep karmic, good karmic roots. That's why when he see this lofty conduct Buddha, so and then she gain enlightenment.
另外是当下还会去供养，除了顶礼佛， 礼佛消忏消很多业障之外，会这么欢喜的去供养一个宝钱。那我想那个宝钱那个字不是真的是一个宝字，我想是一定是非常难得的东西。他愿意去供养一个这么东西的时候，我想那个都是很有善根的。所以当下的每一个因缘，每一个因地，把握每一个因地，其实是修行者一个非常重要的方法。
When she in the crossroad ground, and she already have a very deep Gaurakamic roots, when she perceived lofty conduct Buddha, she prostrated to the Buddha, and then also made offering to a very rare treasure, jewel coin to the Buddha. And because that caused some condition, and she made an offering was very joy, and that's a very that's the good cause and condition all come together, and she gained enlightenment. And it also tells us in the every single cause and condition, it's all opportunity for us to practice. So when the right cause and condition come together, and she become enlightened.
我要问的是，难道是突然冒出来一个善根，还是突然冒出来一个因缘让你能够开悟吗？还是有一样因缘吗？还是你平常的时候都会这样子非常珍惜每一个有这样的因缘？比如说我们讲齁，讲说那个六祖慧能，他是一个樵夫，对不对？可是当他在那个旅店的时候，听到人家讲了一句因无所住而生信心，能够开悟，你想这是怎么来的？当然不是平常都没有修行就突然开悟，那是不可能的。我们禅宗讲到叫见修顿悟。
So let me ask you, is this enlightenment it just pop up suddenly? And all this cause and condition it just pop up? And actually is not. For example, the sixth patriarch, and when he was heard people mention about because there's no abiding arising the mind. So all of a sudden he gained enlightenment. And it's not all of a sudden he gained enlightenment. So he has been gradually practiced and for a very, very long time. And at the right moment, right course and condition, and the enlightenment just happened.
我们就另外一个例子，我想大家可能听过，虚云老和尚，他在高明寺，对不对？高明寺打七。在中间休息的时候喝一杯水，那个烫水烫到手上的时候，突然那个杯子掉下地上的时候，他听到那个叮的声音就开悟了。那他就讲一句话说，杯子破落地，响声名利利，虚空粉碎矣，狂心当下邪。其实那个都是一个一定是有一个缘到的时候就这样子。所以我教师跟他讲说，随时都要观察那个缘在哪里，你要珍惜那个因缘。其实应该讲说听到晚生开悟的，其实还有一个例子是明朝的谁？明朝呢有一个叫紫波大师，也是这样，紫波禅师也是一样，听到那个碗破碎的声音也是开悟。
We can give another example about Master Xu Yun. When he was in a retreat in a Gaoming monastery, in the morning, awake from sleep, and the monk in duty and pour boiling water in his cup, and accidentally and splash some boiling water on the Master Xu Yun's hand. So he dropped the cups, and there's a shattering sound. When he heard a shattering sound, and he become enlightened at that time, and he wrote it and he said it about this verse: the cup crashed on the floor with the sound. With a sound of a crisp and clear, empty space shattered apart, and the mad mind immediately came to a halt. So, but he has been practiced for a long time. It just at the right moment, right course and condition and come together, and then, so he gained enlightenment. So actually, the cause condition is happen all the time, all around us. We need to contemplate and treasure every single cause and condition, and so to practice.
对，他刚刚讲就是我们当下都是修行的因缘啊，每个因缘把握。其实我要还在分享，就是那个虚云老上还有一，他开悟之后还有说了一句一个句子，很有名哈。他其实我们比较少听到，就是烫到手，打碎杯。 家破人亡雨难开，春到花香处处秀，山河大地是如来。听到了吗？你们都会笑哈。我们说哪里有如来？我们怎么看到是众生呢？可是他开悟的时候，山河大地就是如来啊。
And besides the verses, Master Xu Yun said that, and also, and he said another verse, and most people and doesn't hear that frequently. And the verse is like this: burn the hand, drop the cup, family broken up.People have died. There's no way to talk about such things. Spring arrived, flowers are fragrant, and everywhere is infused with splendor. The mountains, the rivers, and the great earth itself are just Tathagatas.
所以意思是跟大家讲，随时都是修行的因缘嘛，哈。好，接着我们来讲说，他在因地的时候呢，他就恭敬的礼拜高行佛，而且呢。发出虔诚的供养的心去供养那个宝钱，然后文殊菩萨给他开示。你要知道，当下能够舍一宝，那个当下的动作就是舍贪欲，所以令他能够众生看到他的时候都能够舍贪欲，这是他的因地。
So, from the Master Xu Yun's story, and we can tell, and of course the condition that happened all the time, it's all around us. We need to contemplate and treasure all the causes and condition. Now we're looking at Lady Vasumitra. In her causal ground, and she was very sincerely and made an offer to lofty conduct Buddha. And when she offered this treasure coin, it's very rare, it's a treasure, and she's willing and to give away that treasure coin, that already tells you she can separate from the desire of abiding that treasure. And that was her causal ground. So, and when she became a Lady Vasumitra, that's why, and when people saw her,And she has this ability to make a living being and to depart from the desire and greed.
我想我们大家还有一个故事，大家一定知道，在因地的时候，有一个贫穷的女人，好，应该说是乞丐女人，她去好不容易乞到一分钱，对不对？用那个一文钱去买一个油去供佛，对吗？那时候释迦牟尼佛说法去供佛，供佛。不是那个钱的多少，而是他供佛的那个心，他发了一个大的心，他说希望众生都能够远离贪嗔痴，那样的因缘让当下的佛给他受记，未来就是灯光佛，那就是灯光佛的因地。所以就是说，你那个供养心是全心供养，还是你觉得说啊，我只是随便供养一样，这是重点是不一样，其实那个全心的供养当下，那才是让令人家赞叹的。
Another story you may heard about it, and this female beggar, she's very, very poor, extremely poor, and she accumulated in a tiny puny, a little money, and just maybe one penny, and she used that little money to buy oil and make extremely sincere offer to the Buddha.And it's really not how much she offered to the Buddha. It's the attitude, it's the mind, how sincere she made it the Buddha. And she, at that time, she also made a great vow and wish all sentient beings depart from greed, hatred, and ignorance. So it really, because of her attitude, her mind to make the offer to the Buddha,And so the Buddha gave her prophecy or prediction, and she will become the light of a Buddha in the future.
谈到这个灯光佛，我们再讲一个故事哈。在《正义阿含经》里面讲说，那个时候有一尊佛，这个佛的名字叫宝藏佛，宝藏如来。宝藏如来在世的时候呢，他看到一些众生在修行啊，他就跟众生讲说，修行呢又有，他说意思是对出家众生，修行呢又修三种方法。一个是坐禅，就是禅坐；第二个是要持诵，就是持经；第三个要什么？做大众事，做大众事。就有一个老比丘想说啊，我的脚不能坐，不能打坐了，哈、哦。然后我也不太爱诵经，他说我就去做大众事好了。他就去到处去乞油来供佛。他就乞到处去乞油的时候呢，他就遇到一个女众， 那个是一个王国王的女儿，叫做摩尼。摩尼女，摩尼女就问他说：“你要做什么？”他说：“佛在说法的时候，我希望能够佛的那个灯啊都不要灭掉，所以我来起这个油灯，然后希望能够够继续供佛。”就这个摩尼女就很高兴说：“你回去吧。”他说：“所有的油我来供养你就好了。”结果这个比丘呢，这个老比丘呢，就每天很高兴，就拿了那个油灯去供佛。他就发愿了，希望我来生呢还能够遇到佛，听到佛的说法跟现在完全一样，希望未来能够成佛，就发了这样的愿。那当下那个宝藏佛、宝藏如来听到他的发愿之后，就给他受记，说未来你会成佛，就是灯光佛。所以灯光佛已经累生累劫都在做这样的事情，希望有光，然后供佛，而且发愿能够成佛。那这个摩尼女呢，她听到，她隔天呢，这个比丘被受记成灯光佛，就很高兴了。隔天又去拿那个油的时候，那这个国王女就问他说：“你怎么今天这么高兴呢？”他说：“因为我已经被佛受记了。”他就问他怎么一回事，他说：“我把这个油供的时候呢，我就发了这样的愿，佛就跟我受记的。”他说：“诶，这个油是我供养你的呢。”就跑去跟佛说：“是我供养的呢，你为什么只给他受记，不是给我受记的？”佛就跟他讲说：“你当下你有发愿吗？你有发愿吗？你有发愿要成佛吗？你有发愿要供养佛？有发这么欢喜心供养吗？”他就说，他说，而且佛很有趣，佛就跟他讲说：“你纵有五脏不能成佛的。”他说：“怎么可能？你知道《法华经》里面讲你有五脏对吗？你们，我想你们读《法华经》都知道。”他说：“那难道我都没有因缘可以成佛了吗？”我就不会的，只要你发愿就有了。所以后来的故事是，这个灯光佛修行之后就行，那就成佛了，叫灯光佛。灯光佛的时候呢，这个女众转世成一个比丘，有因缘供养到这个灯光佛的时候，灯光佛就给他受记，未来你会成佛，你的名字叫做释迦文如来，就是释迦牟尼佛，懂吗？所以他们是有因缘的。 OK， 所以这故事要跟大家讲什么？每一个当下修行，对不对？每当下有因缘要发愿呢，要发愿。其实这刚刚这个女众不是也发愿吗？有吗？有啊，希望能够远离贪嗔痴啊，能够希望能够成佛啊。不是菩萨不是给他受记吗？不是菩萨不是给他开讲法吗？他就希望让他发下成佛的心。所以菩萨，你们听到法的时候，当下都要发这样的心的。Okay. 我的故事很长哦。
对。OK OK OK。For the light of Buddha, this is actually another story. And this is a very old monk and went to make an offering to Ranagaba Buddha. And the Ranagaba Buddha and tell him, you need to do three things to practice. You need to meditate. You need to recite the sutra and do the things for living beings. And he think, oh, I'm old. I can't sit in meditation. And I can't see well. I cannot recite the sutra. All right, let me just do the thing and to serve living, all the sentient beings. So he said, oh, and I give a great vows, and when Buddha is preaching the Dharma, and I wanted the light and just continuous lit, and continue on lighting the light. And so he went to begging and for oil and to light the light. So and he go to all over the place, and he met this monk, he met this Moni king's daughter, and the daughter heard the story, said, oh, don't worry about it, you don't need to go back over the place, from this point on I offer you the oil and to offer it to the Buddha. So he was really happy, and it was a joy. And then and when he made offering to the oil to the Buddha, he gave a great vow, and he want to achieve Buddhahood and in the future life. And when I meet the Buddha, and then the Buddha's light always light, and he made such a great vow. So when Buddha heard that, and when this Ratanagalpa Buddha heard that, and he gave him prophecy and become the light of a Buddha. So the next day when he went to the daughter of a King Moni, and he was joy, was really happy. And then so she was wondering, he said, why are you so happy about it today? He said, oh, you know what? And because I made a great vow, and the Buddha gave me prophecy, and I will become the light of a Buddha in the future. She's saying, huh, I'm the one offer you the oil. And he went to the Buddha. He said, well, you didn't give a great vow at that time to achieve Buddhahood. So that's why to make a great vow is very, very important. So so after this old monk and become a light of a Buddha in the very, very in the future, and eventually this daughter of a Moni king, and then she actually, and the light of Buddha actually gave him prophecy, gave her prophecy, and to become a future Buddha. And the Buddha is Shakyamuni Buddha.
Oh yeah, 很精彩，对吧？我看你们听得好笑哈。 OK， 好，我们回来讲，禅宗讲说，挑水砍柴皆是禅，对吗？所以一直告诉大家说，随时随地都是修行的方法。 其实随时随地也都可以帮助众生。我们常用一个名词叫同事，你还知道吗？四摄法其中的一个同事，同事法其实就可以度众生。你看看这个女众，须婆摩尼密多尼，其实就是用同事的方法。你只要来到我这个地方，我变成跟你同样的方式来度你，这个就是一个同事的方法。
In the Chan, we say fetching the water and cutting the firewood, they all practice. At any time, at any moment, we can benefit sentient beings and use the expedient mean to deliver sentient being. And we call cooperation and with adoption of one self and to others. Look at the lady of Vasumitra, and anybody come to her, and she will use a different kind of expedient method and to make them to depart from desire and greed.
我们看了这个维摩经里面齁，这个维摩诘居士啊，其实他是大菩萨嘛齁，然后视线在人间对吧，然后他也娶妻生子啊，大方子啊，要经商啊对吧，可是呢，在这个维摩经里面，这个佛道品第八讲说，他这个菩萨呢就是讲维摩居士，菩萨呢性视线贪欲离诸染浊，是有妻妾，但是呢他是修清净行，所以你才知道说， 其实这是菩萨视线的，我们不要被这个相片骗住了。所以你看呢，这个须婆摩尼密多女也是一样啊。你看到她的时候，你牵她的手啊，抱她吻她，对她什么，同样的，她都是只是用各种方法来帮众生能够离欲。所以你要知道，这是什么？菩萨内密菩萨恨，外现是凡夫众生。
In the Vimalakirti Sutra, and the Bodhisattva of Vimalakirti, and he has a wife, and he has many concubines, and he has a huge house, and he has such a great wealth. And so in the sutra, and it says that this Bodhisattva may follow the way of a desire, yet it says free from attachment to all the enjoyment of desire. He may show himself engaging dancing with the harem girls, but yet he cleaves into solitude, having crossed the swamp of a desire. And looking at this lady Vasumitra, and people may contemplate her, look at her, hold her hand, and embrace her, kiss her on the lip. From all these action, she can actually make all living beings depart from greed and desire. She was using desire to make them to depart from the desire. That's her practice method. And this is a great Bodhisattva use expedient mean and to deliver sentient beings.
Okay. 好，我们可以像讨教菩萨要是有读《法华经》，《法华经》没谈到什么富罗那，富罗那弥多罗尼子啊，这个富罗那，他说佛呢，佛在《法华经》里面说法的时候分成三个，我们叫三周说法嘛。第一说叫法说，佛就直接说法，对。 度的是上根弟子。第二个呢，佛就开始说，好，那就用譬喻说吧，三草二木譬喻啊，穷子喻、长子喻等等，度了中根弟子。好，第三个用因缘说，佛就示现自己的说法，因缘说一度，度了下根弟子。这富罗诺呢，那时候是排在下根弟子里面去度。可是你要知道，富罗诺，我们知道，我们读佛经知道，富罗诺成佛之后，他的佛国有多大？释迦牟尼佛佛国多大？只有一个三千大千世界。富罗诺的佛国是恒河沙的三千大千世界。你要知道，这个是个大菩萨示现呢，他只是假装排在那个地方了。所以经文讲说，他是内密菩萨恨，外现是声闻。他用声闻声，其实就是同事去度了很多当下可以度的众生。其实我回来引课跟菩萨们讲说，你们不要就是说啊，法师你出家了嘛，你应该说法。不是的，我们每个人都可以说法，你当下这个身形就是说法的好身形，这个就是我们现身说法的最好的因缘。
So, the Lady Vasumitra actually an outside and she is a prostitute, but inside and she is a great bodhisattva. And, we're gonna give you another example in the, Lotus Sutra. And, there's 500 disciples, getting the prophecy, the chapter of 500 disciples getting a prophecy. And, there is a disciple, when Buddha, expounding Lotus Sutra, and then he using, when he used a different kind of way to explain, and the first he was explained with the Dhamma, only, the disciple with, ultra, good karmic roots and get it. And then, from the middle karmic roots, and, he used example to explain the Dhamma. And then, on the lowest karmic roots, and he used the coarse condition and to expound the Dhamma. And, Puna, which is, belong to the lower karmic roots. And, when he heard, a Dhamma, and so the cause and condition, and when Buddha explained in the cause and condition, and so he gained his enlightenment. And so and outside he was showing and he was a Shivaka, but inside he is a great bodhisattva. So and don't think a cause and condition and only happen there, and the cause condition is all over the place. Everybody and could be in front of us expounding the Dhamma.
And,
so when Buddha gave Puna a prophecy, and in the future, his Buddha land is equal to the whole Ganges River. His Chinchilla Cosmo is equal to the whole Ganges, the sand of all Ganges River. And on the contrary, Shakyamuni Buddha's his Buddha land is only one chinchilla cosmo, as big as one chinchilla cosmo.
Okay, 好，所以他知道说，其实看起来是哈，那个叫像，我要讲，所以想说，这个菩萨他就是以喻离喻的方法来度众生。第二个是我们要知道，那个像啊，这个像啊，都是原生原灭的啦，只有那个佛性是清净的。
So Lady Vasumitra used the desire to make sentient beings depart from greed and desire. And that's the first. And then the second, and all the form is all created by the mind. And it will come and go and rise and perishing with the cause and condition.
我不想还有时间讲这个故事吗？你们听过这个天台上先生的故事吗？没有。唐朝的时候呢，有个天台国清寺，你们听过吧？这个是很有名的嘛，齁。这个讲是讲说，主要是因为有一个刺史，就是一个官员哈，他的名字叫吕匡胤。这个吕匡胤呢，他当初在，我想我简单我讲，然后你就简单翻就好了哈。他当初在利州当刺史，后来朝廷就给他派任说，哈，你到台州去当刺，台州台湾的台，州州县的州去当刺史。他接到这个派任的时候，就开始头痛，头非常的痛。痛到找各种医生来就没有办法，好几个月就头痛。有一天来了一个看起来不太起眼的出家人，到了他们家敲敲门， 他说听说你们家有人头痛哈，我说我可以治头痛，他实在是没办法，哇，让他进来，让他进来。他说你给我一杯水吧，结果这个禅师呢，含了一杯水往他脸上一喷，就他头痛就好了，哇，这么神奇哈，哇，那当下这个刺史就顶礼顶礼这个禅师，禅师就跟他讲说，你不要顶礼我，你去天台国清寺去顶礼那两个大士，大士士就是士丈夫的士。他就跟他讲说，他说你不要以貌取人哦。结果这个吕匡胤呢，他到台州去上任之后呢，事情settle down之后，第一个事就跑到寺院去，要去找这两个大师。你知道到那个寺院里面，我就讲这两个寺院的这两个人呢，他是跟他讲说，你去顶你那个文殊跟普贤啦齁，这样子。结果他去那边，他说我要找两个人这样子。他们寺院人家说，好啊，哪有什么这两个人，你去看厨房看看好了。厨房就这样有两个人，两个嘻嘻哈嘻嘻哈，一个是小沙弥，小沙弥呢就是穿的那个小沙弥穿的沙弥的衣服，他在烧那个菜，另外一个是戴了一个头上就像这样，你看这是小沙弥了哈，头上就绑了一个啾啾在这里嘛哈，另外一个是头上这种瓜皮帽子，然后衣服破破的，穿了大木屐，就两个人在那边嘻嘻哈嘻哈。结果这个台州刺史一去那边的时候，马上跪下去顶礼，我要顶礼大事，他说我们厨房没有大事，只有大火。结果呢，这两个人一路好就一路跑，一直跑跑往山上跑。他说这个风干饶舌，风干舌饶舌，然后你不是弥陀，离我为何？你不认识那个阿弥陀佛，你离我干什么？我们两个只不过是文殊跟普贤菩萨而已。他讲的大师讲就是风干禅师，当初风干禅师就是让那个台州刺史解脱他的那个头痛的。我要讲这个故事讲什么？其实这个故事很有趣，可是意思是说，在寺院里面连众生都着相啊。看到那个出家人不像出家人，他们两个是根本被瞧不起的，出家人衣衫不整，穿的那个样子又没有好好修行，可是你看这是大事，这是菩萨的视线，所以众生都着相，在这边不只是寺院着相，连刚刚当初释迦那个圣才童子进到那个城门的时候，人家不是跟他讲吗，你看到那个女人，那女人根本就是一个，你又怎么会这样子去想要参访这个女人，看众生都着这个相啊，哎，你看着这个相，我要问菩萨，你看到这个你会喜欢哪一个啊，你要喜欢哪一个啊，可是你不要认为说大胡萝卜在地底下看不到，对不对啊，上面都是叶子嘛齁。其实这个不管是这里这里这里这里，这都是相欸。这都是相欸。内外看了只有那个性，那个性是如如不动的性，才是我们真的要找的，就是那个佛性。
Okay, the next story, and it's quite interesting. There was a monk called Feng Gan, so back a step. Okay, there was an official name is Lü Kuangyin, stayed in the Lizhou, and then later on he went to Taizhou. And when he went to Taizhou, and he has such a splitting headache and lasts for months, and he went to all doctors and nobody and nothing can cure her. And then one day, and this is not appealing looking, Zen master that appeared in front of his house, and he said, "Oh, I heard in your house and somebody have a headache, and maybe I can help." So and the people look at him, yeah, whatever, you know, as long as you can help him. So and ask him to come in. And so this there's a Feng Gan monk, and so asked, "Can you give me a cup of water?" So he took a sip of water and spit right on this official's face. And then instantaneously, and this official's headache, it was gone. So it was miraculous. And so this official made a prostration and directly into this monk. And this monk said, "Oh, you don't need to prostrate me." And then really, and you need to go to Guoqing Monastery to find two Mahasavas and you make a prostration to them. So, and they actually are Bodhisattva Manjushri and then Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. So this official and then went to this Guoqing Monastery and to look for these two Mahasavas. And And then he went all over the place and he cannot find these two people. And people is like, I don't know who you're looking for. But, you know, in the last place, you can go to kitchen and to find your mahasavas. So when he went to kitchen, he saw, little monk. And the other one is a monk, and his clothes is all torn, and the way he looked is just lousy, and he wear this big clock shoes, and they were kidding around. They kind of crazy looking. So then he saw, oh, that's it. And he directly made a prostration and to these two mahasava. And these two say, wait. And in kitchen, there's no big bodhisattva. It's only great fire. So instantaneously they run out of a kitchen and then they start reciting, Fong gan, monk, you talk too much. And you don't know who's Mithra, who's the Buddha, and in front of you, you don't even know why you prostrate to me. So actually, these two are Bodhisattva Manjusri and then Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. And the monk Fong Gan is actually Amitabha Buddha. So from this story, you can tell, even in the monastery, people judging by people's appearance and look. And then come to our story, the people in the city and also judging Lady Vasumitra by her outside appearance and who she was and this and that. So we all abiding on people's appearance, the form. So then we make a judgment to the people. So from this story, we learn an outside appearance is not the one we use to judge people. And that the form is come and go and rising and perishing in front of cause and condition.
很精彩吧，对不对？ OK， 好，今天的故事我们用两段经文跟大家做结束哈。金刚经里面讲说，若以色见我，以音声求我，世人行邪道，不能见如来。另外一段是，若见诸相非相，即见如来。
So we're going to end here with the verses in the Diamond Sutra. One who look for me in form, or one seek me in sounds, practice deviant path, and will never see the dust come one. If one see all the appearances as no appearances, then one see the dust come one.
好，我们今天最后结论是这样子，你了知诸法空相，处处离着才能够自在解脱。
The conclusion for today's talk is, know the nature of all Dhamma is empty. Depart from attachment everywhere. Be liberated and self-mastery.
怎么今天很精彩吗？好，最后我们一起来做回向好吗？我们还是先念中文哈。好，请科长来。愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报是从恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
May the merits and virtue accrued from this work adorn the Buddha's pure lands. We pray for kinds of kindness above and abiding those suffering in the past below. May those who see and hear of this all bring forth the result for Buddha. And when this retribution body is over, be born together in ultimate bliss.
阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛。